it's great to be here to see old friends and new friends, to say hello. We're really honored to be here, the only broadcast facility that's been asked to be here with the Detroit Economic Club luncheons, this one today at the Motor City Casino, and as Mr. Announcer just said, with an old friend and an all-around great guy, 40 years with Dow, right out of college, and he's chairman and CEO, Jim Fitterling, and he's done a great job with the company and with Midland, and the golf championship now, the Dow championship, all kinds of good things going on. There's another guy who's an all-around good guy who used to be a formidable foe in the radio business. His name is Rich Homburg, president and CEO now for many years of Detroit Public Television, and one of your former employees, and I always wanted to work for you, Rich, never had a chance, but Marie Osborne is sitting next to me, and when she heard I was having you on, she goes, "Oh, is he here?" And I said, "No, he's on the phone." She said, "I loved him. He was great to the talent." So that's a nice thing to hear, huh, Rich?
Well, Marie Osborne, the two of you are, you know, a couple of the nicer people I've ever known. So, and now, are we former colleagues or former competitors? Or what?
Competitors.
I guess
we're
now,
former competitors.
How about always friends? Always friends.
Always. We've always been friends. I think we've each respected each other. And I just said before we came on that Rich was very good for radio because you were such a formidable competitor. It made everybody be on their toes and do a better job.
Can I tell your audience a little Paul W. Smith story, a little backstory?
Uh-oh. I guess. So, I need this job, though, Rich. So, remember, I need this
no,
job.
No, no, it's too much fun, because you know pretty much what I'm going to say. I grew up in Philadelphia, went to Temple University, left to go to New York, and arrives Paul W. Smith to host a major show on WWDB. I moved to New York to work for WMCA, a wonderful, legendary talk station in New York. Our buddy, Mark Mason, was the program director.
Oh,
worked there for a couple of years. Then I moved to Wins, the all-news station. Life goes on. Mason says to me, "I hired a morning guy. He's going to be the guy that someday replaces J.P. McCarthy. His name is Paul W. Smith." So I worked at, I worked in a city that you came into after I left, and it's at a station in New York that I worked at that after I left, you came in and did mornings there. Mason said to me, "This guy's great." I'll never forget Mark telling me that. And then I about to get hired to go to KDK in Pittsburgh, but at the last minute, they said, "We got a better way to go. There's another station doing WWJ. And you're my competition in this city." So you and I have been stalking each other for the better part of maybe 30 years, if you will.
That's a great story. I'm glad you reminded me. And yes, I worked in Philadelphia at an FM talk station, WWDB. Yep. Yes, I worked in New York for Mark Mason at WABC and then WMCA.
You were WABC first. I forgot that. That's
right. Yep. And you don't know this, that I was approached by KDKA to go work for them. And I said, I never even thought about going there, so I don't think I'm going to. So we have so many connections.
That's where I met the Dish.
The Dish.
That's where I met my lovely wife, Tracy.
Tracy is lovely. And she
We've always respected each other, and occasionally it's like, "Rich, you're acting a little too much like a competitor today."
I would go to work for you in a minute I remember in the Golden Tower, the Fisher Building, and I was talking to Marie about this, we always pitched in to help you with fundraisers, and we would literally walk across the back alley behind the Fisher Building and walk into your building. And I'm happy to say you're coming back to the heart of Detroit.
I'll be in the neighborhood. We'll be in the neighborhood quickly. We are truly, truly excited. A decade or more is worth of work and building the station in a direction of really embracing Detroit like never before. We had a fabulous building, but what we discovered was it was 15 miles in the wrong direction. So we started looking for an opportunity. Our incredible CFO, Alette Boyd, our great chief engineer, Brian Den, we came close on a couple of different pieces of land and properties, and we had a call from someone who said, "You've got to go see the Milwaukee Junction, the Milwaukee Junction neighborhood. You've got to go see
Street.
Paquette, 234 Paquette." And our CFO drove up, and she literally calls and says, "I got the spot." What's going on around the Fisher Building is just extraordinary. And you've been there the whole time, but what Henry Ford and Michigan State are doing and just had the build out of the neighborhood, there's such great energy in our town and such great energy in that neighborhood. So we've been in three different locations for a long time. We built a bureau at the Mary Grove Conservancy. WRCJ is in the Detroit School of Arts, and obviously we had a building in Wixom, bringing it all together and hopefully doubling down on our commitment to Detroit. I'm very excited about it. I announced that, and I'm trying to get used to this, Paul. Detroit PBS. You spend
Instead of Detroit
years,
Public TV, you now are Detroit PBS. Right. What went into the name change?
Well, we've had a lot, and we've been DPTV and Detroit Public TV and Detroit Public Television and Channel 56. And on and on. And at the same time, we looked at today we operate five different 24/7 television channels, and we're on umpteen websites and platforms. And so we looked at our brand and our name, and nothing more important. You know about TMICIA, the most important city in America, the one we live in. So Detroit, what says trust? What says depth? What says important content than PBS? So we did a lot of research and came to, okay, we now have one and only one name, Detroit PBS. And I'm trying to, because habits die
it's
hard.
But so, well, it's hard. It'd be like if we changed our call letters, which I hope we never do. But it's very hard when you're used to saying Detroit Public TV. Now Detroit PBS, yep. And you are high above and not getting in the dirt with the whole thing about NPR suspending a senior business editor who, frankly, did what he shouldn't have done. He penned a scathing online essay claiming the radio network had lost America's trust. That may or may not be true. That's not the point. As an employee, he should have taken that internally and dealt with it rather than opening it up to the public. And I, you know, so that's just my two cents worth.
Not my argument. No, matter of fact, we have a great relationship with PBS. Done a lot of work with Ken Burns, a lot of work with Henry Louis Gates. I love the PBS NewsHour, but where the real need is, and I think you'll agree, is around local, around really embracing the community, around bringing together the community. How do we better understand each other? How do we get our kids ready for life? How do we, you know, play the role that we're supposed to play? And yeah. And so that's the assignment. You know, I joke with people, we're in the ought to be business. We're the public broadcasters. You guys ought to do this and that. So we take that very seriously, and we try to understand how you bring this community together. And it's honestly, it's the best, more fun doing this job than any job I've done.
Oh, that's excellent. Detroit Public TV and the right guy at the right time for years now, Rich Homburg, president and CEO. I'm glad that we're going to have you in the neighborhood. That means we're going to see you more. And best to you, Rich, and best to your lovely Tracy.
Oh, my goodness. And Marie, I hope you're doing great. We'll talk soon.
Ah, Rich,
thanks, guys.
You are my hero. So glad that you'll be right in the neighborhood.
Coffee,
and,
too.
And you have an
I will.
And you have an expense account, so you can take us to lunch. So that's even better.
All right.
Rich, thanks so much.
All the best to you. Thank you.
All the best to you. Congratulations. Coming right back into the city of Detroit, Rich Homburg, president and CEO of what they're now going to be calling Detroit Public TV. All good news, and we try to accentuate the positive. Relentless positive radio with Focus and Paul W. Smith. And Marie Osborne's here for a reason. That's coming up next.